Hey, this is Ricky Rackman. Every week I do a radio show called Racing Rocks, and I end every show with a segment called Ricky's Rant. And here is this week's podcast of Ricky's Rant. Check this out. When Jimmy Johnson won the 2007 NASCAR Nextel Cup Championship, he was presented with a check for $6.7 million. Add that with the $8.9 million in winnings, and the driver of the number 48 Lowe's Chevy won $15.7 million, almost $16 million. Who knows what he's making in souvenir sales also. That's just 2006 I was talking about. In his five-year career, Double J has taken in an excess of $44 million. So the champ deserves that much, right? David Stremme did not have a top 10 finish this year, yet he still took home well over $3 million in winnings. Bill Elliott ran 10 races in 06, best finish 16th, average finish 29th. He made over $1 million in winnings. You just show up and there's money abound. I guess on the other hand, we have longtime sponsors like GM Goodwrench leaving the sport because it's too expensive. I'm not picking on Bill Elliott here, but the champion's provisional needs to have a term. Today, the rule says if a Cup driver has won a championship, he is guaranteed a spot in the race no matter where he qualifies. Bill was the champion in 1988, and if he shows up for a race, he's in, and just making the field makes a lot of money. Meanwhile, drivers like Kenny Wallace or Travis Quappel are just trying to run a full-time Cup season, and sometimes they don't get in because a prior champ has decided to race. I say the champion's provisional should last no longer than 10 years, even though 5 seems more fair. We've been using this chase format for the past 3 years, and according to your emails, some of you still like the old system. Come on, get over it. If you're curious, with the old system, Jimmy Johnson would still be the champ with Matt Kenseth runner-up. The only major difference would be Tony Stewart would have finished the season 4th instead of 11th. Speaking of, Tony himself, who did not make the chase, even he thinks this format works, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. NASCAR said there might be a few changes, but nothing more drastic than a few more points for winnings. You know what I really want? All I want is a season that's the same as the one before it. Thank you for listening to the podcast of My Little Rant. To find the station nearing you that's broadcasting Racing Rocks, go to RacingRocks.com. That's RacingRocks.com. And check in every week for a new podcast. Bye.